So today, as we begin this very delicious series of conversations over 7 days, we want to start off by talking about the most basic and fundamental aspect of this particular question, the question of why are you here? And what we want to say to each of you is this: where you are right now is the here that we're speaking of. With your eyes open, feet on the ground, sitting where you are, standing where you are, being where you are, we want to invite you to notice that the here that you are in has very real, very powerful, very physical constructs to it. For all intents and purposes, these things are real. You're here because you believe in their reality. They are not real in truth, but for your purposes, they are. So, for example, if you take a knuckle and you rap it on a piece of wood, you're going to hear a sound and you're going to feel a sensation. You will cause something to occur through physical motion that will have an effect. So here is physical reality, a very short phrase that we use to describe a very delicious congregation of thoughts that you are living in, that are happening inside your mind, that are brilliantly constructed in such a way as to appear very, very, very real. Now, even the word real, however, is sort of a dicey word. Because what is real is basically what you define to be real. And we say it's dicey because there's no objective way to describe what is real. Now, you could certainly come up with really good words, and you could come up with really good language, and you could sort of force other people to take your perspective. But the bottom line is that where you are is what you believe to be true about you. This reality that you are living in is your construct. It's what you have created. It is yours. It belongs to you specifically. It is not happening to you. It is happening for you. It is not random. It is not chaotic. It's actually perfectly manifested, moment after moment after moment after moment. Now, if you really wanted to press us and say, okay, but ghosts, tell me what this really is, we would say it's something akin to a hologram. But it's not a hologram. It's sort of a super hologram or a meta hologram. It's the kind of hologram that allows holograms to exist, for example. Now, we could also say, well, of course, this reality that you're living in is physical in nature, so your body, which is how you present yourself into this reality, it's sort of the glove you wear in this environment. Your personality and your name are perfectly aligned with the manifestation of all that you see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. And everything that is around you has come forth specifically for you, because of you, on your behalf and to your benefit. Your reality presents itself to you again and again and again and again and again, like that. The hologram is not continuous, but it is rapid enough, sort of like the way you get the illusion of movement on a movie screen by being presented with rapidly moving frames that move so quickly that you cannot perceive the difference between 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. Your brain interprets that as the progressive movement in two-dimensional form happening right in front of you, like you were looking at something through a window. Your physical reality is like this, but more so. It's three-dimensional. It's actually really even four-dimensional, the fourth dimension being time. And from where you sit, it's continuous, but it's not continuous of truth. It constantly recreates itself in the most astonishing, wonderful ways. The astonishing and wonderful part comes from you. The content comes from you. The context comes from you. The form comes from you. You didn't sit down and manufacture the trees, but you did cause them to be where they are, in the way that they are, assembled as they are. You could say it's magic, but it doesn't require any sleight of hand. It's actually very obvious and straightforward. Now, we know we go way out on a limb in saying that. But part of what you will discover through this 7-day conversation is not only why you are here and essentially what all of this is for, but you will also discover how obvious and straightforward the construction of your physical reality really is, if you're willing to see it that way. Now, let us also talk about something else that's patently obvious, that's quite clear, that needs really very little explanation, and that is that very few people will agree with you. Depends upon where you are living your life and what you're really doing, but most of the people that you are aware of, maybe not most of the people you know, but most of the people that you are aware of would think that this is either kind of, well, it's an interesting way of looking at things. Yes, I suppose perspective really is kind of important, but there's no arguing with science, there's no arguing with fact, there's no arguing with the Earth is round and it goes around the sun. Or it might be a little bit more intense, the reaction, such as, you know, that's just crazy. Or it could be even more colorful, such as, that's blasphemous. You're going to hell. Or you're condemned for saying that. Or something like that. Now, the thing is that we're not trying to convince you or anyone else of anything that we're saying here. We would suggest that you do the same. We would also suggest that you take what you hear in these conversations and you decide which ones, which pieces, which parts you're going to take for yourself and leave behind the rest. You do not need to have anything in particular from this conversation in order to have the benefit of this conversation. It's also our suggestion to you that you not ask anyone else their opinion on this, not because they might disagree with you. In fact, that's the last reason we would suggest, the least reason. The primary reason is because it's nobody else's business what you believe, and it's not your business to know whether they agree with you or not. It's your business to find out the answer to your questions, to allow those answers to come to you, and in particular, through this series of conversations, we're assuming that one of the things that is very much your business, that you are very much interested in, is answering the question, why am I here? So, now that you know where here is wherever you are focused, here is wherever you are placed, here has to do with your body, your personality, and your idea of yourself through your name. So here is right here. Here is right at this place, right where you are. Here is wherever your feet are. Here is wherever your lungs are drawing in breath. So this is the question that we endeavor to answer, or to at least present you with enough contrast and perspective so that you yourself can easily answer this very plain and simple question, why am I here? And now you know about the here of which we speak.